superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Now let me take a moment for myself.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Because you guys love it when I live my best life like this, okay? Michigan in the Sweet 16 for a fifth.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Straight.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Sweet 16 in basketball, college football, playoffs.
Earlier on the show, Basketball Hall of Famer Chris Webber, Houston men's basketball coach Kelvin Sampson, writer and director Judd Apatow. Still to come, comedian and actor Adam Ray. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Ah, yes, hour number three of our program on the air. We just said goodbye to Judd Apatow, who's got, a new movie coming out, The Bubble, a week and a half on April 1st on Netflix. Very funny movie, and what a funny conversation we just had. If you missed it, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Talked about LeBron and John Cena in Trainwreck. Talked about Gary Shanley in Larry Sanders. Talked about Steve Carell and 40-year-old virgin. Adam Sandler was his roommate back in the day. I mean, all the stories that he told. Seinfeld. Tons of stories from Judd Apatow. Kelvin Sampson of University of Houston Cougars called us on his bus ride with the team to San Antonio, getting set to take on Arizona. That was a fun conversation. Chris Webber joined us in hour number one. He's fresh back from Indianapolis, where it appeared he attended his first Michigan basketball game in a very long time. Ray Jackson was the one, he said, kept on pushing him to show up, and he showed up and watched Juwan Howard's Michigan Wolverines make the Sweet 16. Michigan in the Sweet 16 for a fifth straight year. Chris is telling how he felt good being back there and how it's going to lead to all five of them getting together. If you missed that, again, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll have some conversation with you coming up shortly. The comedian Adam Ray is about to make his way into our studio. He's a diehard Seattle fan, so let's see if he'll take the same approach as Jeffrey Dean Morgan of The Walking Dead, which might be Jeffrey's, a characterization of his football team right now.
And I got to apologize to Adam. I just ran to the bathroom at the top of the hour, and I think I walked right by him. He was out here in the hallway. I didn't even realize it was him because I was just, like, locked in on going to the bathroom.
Yeah, but that's not you can't retroactively, repair disrespect.
I wouldn't say that. I just had to pee really bad, and I didn't really realize
it was
him.
It's like when you live in an apartment building, but you don't recognize the person, and they're like, hey, can you hold the door? And you're like, I don't know if you live here. Sorry.
Oh, boy. You've done that to people?
No, I'm saying it was a Seinfeld episode, but yeah. Oh. I've never done that.
Yes, you have.
Brockman's definitely done that to somebody, without question.
You've seen the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode, right? Where somebody's like telling Larry to hold the elevator, and he's like, like slowly hitting the door open. Look, folks, I understand that you want to get on the elevator, but I've got to get going, and you know my philosophy on waiting for people.
You're not waiting.
I don't wait for anybody.
Sometimes on the elevators, when they say door open, door close, it's one thing, but sometimes they have
the arrows.
The arrows, and then you have to, like, in a split second. There's been a few times where I've hit door close when I was legitimately trying to hit door
just
open.
Well, for your help, and you don't strike me as someone who requires it, so I'm a little bit surprised. The arrows, when they face each other, those are the doors closing.
The
arrows opposite each other means those are the doors opening.
Got it.
But so
you're in an elevator, you got your hands full, you see people coming, you're trying to be helpful, and you just hit the wrong button. That's
which arrows, you know, what arrows
look,
mean
I could have let it shut. You know,
so if it says the word open doors and closed doors, you'd prefer that as opposed to some sort
of... Yeah, I don't want to have to guess.
You know, because that does require an extra leap of understanding. What would you geometry angles? Look, man, do you know angles?
The point is, I'm trying to hold the door open, all right? I'm not the one who's trying to shut the door on him.
I just made a mistake. You're somebody who would absolutely open the doors for somebody.
Yes, I would.
And Del Tufo is somebody who would absolutely open the doors for somebody.
I'm a hold the door guy.
I am somebody who absolutely will not open the doors for somebody, and fully admitting that. Yeah. And Brockman is somebody who absolutely would not, but is trying to cover his tracks now by saying he would.
You've hit it all on the head,
Chris,
pretty well.
You need to be honest right now with America and potentially international viewers on our YouTube page.
Potentially.
Just basically said,
I've never lived in an apartment building, though, with an elevator like that. So, you know,
what are you talking about? You've been in elevators in office buildings. You've been in elevators in airports. You've been in elevators in various places.
In this building.
I'm a hold the door open guy.
True or false? True or false? Now, I would hold the door for somebody who is elderly or, you know, a lady. Mm-hmm. But a dude coming at me?
Coming,
no chance.
Door's closed. Like, if you see me, you're done.
No chance.
Yep. By the way, big guy's
coming at elderly, for the elderly or for a lady, I would definitely, you know, ladies first. And for the elderly, I would absolutely hold the door. But for some guy coming at me?
No.
I got to be honest.
I got to go on the 12th floor. There is no way. In the same way, like, if you ever cut high card,
you pull
a face card. You know, in the deck, there's not many that can beat you.
Right?
So odds are you're going to win. If I'm on a high floor and there's only three floors above me, that's like cutting high card. Like, I know odds are I'm going to have to stop to watch you get off the elevator. And so odds are I'm holding the elevator to wait longer.
Wow.
No. And then the worst thing is you hold the door for somebody, they come on, and then somebody else, they hold the door for the other person. It's just like, no, hold on a second.
Double.
I held for you.
Hey, this
doesn't
my
give
elevator.
You the right to hold for them. You should look at me and ask for my permission. Is it okay to let them up?
I don't think that's how this works.
No. I was on the elevator first.
Yeah, but
Curb's got to do this. Right?
I'll say this.
This does sound like a Larry
this
David.
This is 100% a Larry David.
I will say this from Mark. To 2020 to April of 2021, I most definitely wasn't letting anyone in the elevator with me. That is a fact.
I understand that. Let's remove worldwide COVID? Pandemic from all
okay,
of
then,
this.
Yeah, I'm always.
I have an
I'm
elevator
a man of the
in my
people.
Condo, and one of the things I dread.
But you're on the first floor.
Exactly.
Yeah, how many floors is your condo? Is there two?
Hold on.
There are two floors. How many floors? Wow.
There's
okay.
four. But
okay.
Here's the problem. When I come home with groceries, I don't always want to go up the stair. I walk up the stairs normally because it's one.
Because you're on floor two.
Because I'm on floor. Yes.
Floor
it's
one.
Really the third, but it's like it's up. Oh, but it's okay. It's one. But
yes.
If that elevator's moving, I know it's going to four.
Yeah.
Then I'm kind of like screwed because I got to wait. But if someone's up next to me, and I got to go to the first floor, and that thing moves, I'm pissed because it's like I got to wait. And it'll always stop. But it's like,
you know what this story is?
You're on the first floor.
No, excuse me. You know what this story is? This story is like asking to come on my elevator. I would have hit closed doors on that story about 3 minutes ago.
Oh. You gotta hold the door for the people. Come on.
For the people?
For the elderly
and a lady. Yes, I will be a gentleman and a human. For another dude who wants to come on, I want to get to floor 11, floor 13, floor. For floor two, I'll let you on. Because honestly, I just drew a low card. I know odds are you're going to be in the floor above me.
But do you quiz someone? Like if they're
Where are you going?
No.
By the way,
I'm on the elevator first. I know where I have to go. I'm playing the odds. Okay?
If you're on the floor.
That's all I'm saying.
This is fantastic.
This is great.
This is totally a curve.
Yeah, 100%. Save that one for the next time Larry 100%. Comes on the show. This is an absolute great social situation, and I guarantee you, he and I are lockstep. Lockstep.
Lockstep.
Especially the part of I hold the door open for you. You do not have door open privileges and rights for the next person if they're coming on next. No.
That's, I think, where you lose most of us with
lose.
That thing.
You lose. You can't do that.
You don't have ownership over the elevator.
Sorry, I was first on.
That don't mean nothing. You can't just dictate who else is getting
on. Excuse me. If I didn't give you the courtesy of getting on the elevator, you wouldn't have the ability to either hold the door for somebody else or not.
But
the fact that this person, I'm going to say it's a he because, you know, I, I would not have this issue for the elderly or ladies. Mm-hmm. You understand, because I'm a gentleman. But 100%, you're on the elevator because of my largesse. You don't now take that largesse and pay it forward to somebody else
forward,
at
exactly.
my expense of watching two people have to cause me to wait to get to my floor.
This is
no,
not a,
thank you.
This is not a
no,
good look for you. I'm just going to say
oh,
that.
No,
this is,
thank you.
This is not a good look for you. And that's the next time you're approaching an elevator with someone on it, be prepared to have those doors just go chirp.
It's going to just
no,
go.
Thank you.
What is your
I'm being honest. I'm being honest.
Exactly.
I appreciate
I'm not coming on here and saying, no, I'll hold the door for you.
I appreciate your honesty, but
absolutely.
Sometimes you should lie. And this is in one of those cases, you should just lie about it.
Wow. That was
double hold.
What a great 9 minutes we just had.
This is all because I accidentally walked past Adam Ray in the hallway.
That's right.
This is great.
So if you're watching back there, Adam, I am sorry. I didn't realize that was.
Yeah, you can't retroactively do that.
Sure you can. Why can't you?
All right, I got a bunch of stuff.
Okay, here we go. Hit the news. Hit the news. Hit the news. Hit the news.
Let's go. And now, with a report of the day's news from the world of sports and entertainment, someone who is not a journalist or newsman by any definition of the word whatsoever,
it's Chris Brockman.
So disrespectful. Okay. DJ. Just real quick, you're probably seeing some videos on Twitter right now or social media from Malik Willis's pro day. Just went down, Liberty. Dude put on a
Lit it
show.
Up. He's a
put
he's electric, guys.
On a show.
Liberty, dude, he's electric,
Liberty,
guys.
Liberty. However, only two head coaches were at the pro day. You want to guess who were there?
Tomlin.
Who was there? Mike Tomlin was there.
And Dennis Allen.
And Matt Rhule were there.
Okay. Oh, that's who I was going to say.
Four teams had their GMs and senior executives there. Carolina, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, and Washington. Three offensive coordinators also there, Pittsburgh, Carolina, and Washington. Gosh. So Pittsburgh had their full brass, and Carolina, full brass.
I say this to all Steeler fans. I'm addressing Steeler Nation.
You are. Okay.
Well, hold on a minute. I was Baker Mayfield, Pittsburgh.
In the notes app.
Pittsburgh. I hope you get this kid. Oh, my God. I hope you get him. Oh, my gosh. I hope you get him. You got Trubisky there for 2 years. Let this kid, who was originally on Auburn, with Auburn, when they when Jared Stidham left to go to New England,
right?
They stuck with Bo Nix, and he's just like, I'm out. He goes to Liberty. Nobody's watched him play, with all due respect. No. Okay, Liberty, you think of the insurance, right?
Emu.
Right?
Yeah.
I saw him at the Combine. He had me at hello. Also, as you know, a member of the media spotted him from a restaurant across the street, on a street corner, stopping, opened his giveaway bag from one of the shoe companies that he just received to hand out what looked like a knit hat to somebody on the street, less fortunate, and give that person, just unzipping and giving some of his stuff to somebody sitting on a street corner who needed some help. Talked that person. I mean, honestly, you know what you're getting. I don't know if he'll be there at 20. I just don't know. He's big armed. He's bright eyed. He is all of that, man. And I think certainly in the division where there's Lamar and there's Deshaun Watson and there's Joe Burrow, putting a kid who can run and throw a cannon into that division on that team with Najee Harris as the running back in it, too. Now, I know Steelers fans are hoping that they hear Tyrann Mathieu's name. If you're Tyrann Mathieu and you're looking for a spot to win a Super Bowl in 2022, is it Pittsburgh?
It's Dallas.
Hey, I know you're talking about it. And
it's Dallas ahead of Pittsburgh.
And by the way, I think that's why Bobby Wagner's waiting, too. He wants to see where all the pieces land in this free agency and see who you can win with right here, right now, and then you throw your chip in. You know. But
back to Malik Willis. Carolina has the sixth pick. They're number six.
I don't. That would be bold. That would be bold to take him that high. That would be bold. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I just said that I think he's going to definitely pan out. So if you think that, you take him. That's it. You take him and don't look back.
Hey, you let Sam Darnold start until it's going in the wrong direction. And then
it's Malik Willis time.
Yeah, and then throw him in there.
I'm told like he's got to take the year, like a Trey Lance year, like a Mahomes. Yeah. Boy, him at Pittsburgh, though, would be pretty dynamic.
All right, a couple other things that hit across the waiver wire. Let's go down to Tampa, where yesterday Leonard Fournette was visiting with New England. However, it seems to be only to drive the price up because he did sign with the Bucs 3 years, $21 million. Tom Brady reportedly pushing him real hard to come back to Tampa. So Fournette is back down there. And then saw this item from Rick Stroud. Bucs season tickets. If you're interested in getting season tickets for the 2022 season, that's a two-year commitment. They're making you buy for 2022 and 2023. Two-year commitment. So if you think Tom Brady's going to play one more, that's a smart business decision. Also, you must have, Mike, a Florida's driver's license to buy tickets in the lower bowl.
Huh. Ah, like in the lower bowl.
The lower bowl.
You got to be a...
Got to be a Florida resident.
Which is, by the way, half of all athletes in America, right? Yeah. They got a P.O. box down there so they don't have to pay taxes.
Pretty much.
So if you want to ride the ride, you got to buy a ticket to the Kyle Trask train too? Potentially?
Potentially. Blaine Gabbert or whoever else?
The only exception to the rule that you only get to buy 2022 is the guy who spent $500,000 on the Tom Brady football. That's no longer...
No, it's our friend who got the ball in the front row.
Byron.
Well, he gets Byron those Kennedy. Tickets no matter what, right?
Yeah, because he got tickets for the rest of 21 and 2022.
So he's in.
So he's perfect.
So he's in.
He's in for a year, yeah.
And which ball was that? Which Brady ball was that?
Was it 500? 500? 600? Yeah. No, 500. Was that 500?
It was 600.
Regular season, 600? I can't keep track.
I think
he's got so many.
And then the dude who spent the $500,000 was the last touchdown.
And by the way, how about TB12? Just he is the only, like, is Alex Kappa the only one who got away?
Pretty much. Right? Tom's doing some good recruiting.
He's
also, Tom
why
posted
would you not
a,
want to play with him?
Tom posted a weird workout video with Julian Edelman yesterday.
Yeah, it was sort of like a multiplicity video with Julian Edelman.
Fire up those rumors.
Oh, stop. I think Edelman's done.
You think a year off, recuperate?
Yeah.
Go back down and play with Tom?
Yeah, but he's...
Come down
he's,
to the coast.
I think he's under contract in New England.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, and I think he's going to be Mr. New... I think the Patriots are going to have him be an emeritus...
Ambassador
for all things Patriots, yes.
All right, a couple other things. Darius Smith, he agreed to terms with the Vikings after being released by Green Bay. 3 years, $42 million. He could make up to $47 million with incentives.
And he's the one who was going to Baltimore first and
he
then
was going
did
to
not,
Baltimore
did not
then...
sign with them, went free agent again, and now he's staying in the division.
Correct.
And he's now going to go hunt Aaron Rodgers. How about that?
Correct.
Okay.
Interesting.
Allen Robinson, big payday, coming to the Rams. That happened over the weekend. 3 years, $46.5 million.
By the way, how 30, about this
30
guy?
Guaranteed for Allen Robinson.
Let's talk a little Allen Robinson for a second here. First of all, he is got to be the proverbial pig in you know what right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who is his college quarterback. I saw somebody say that I saw a tweet that this may be his best quarterback situation since high school. Because Jacksonville, his first stop, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he had Gabbard, I believe.
And Bortles a little bit too, right? And then he goes to Chicago, where all receivers go to die.
He had Matt McGloin.
McGloin, that's
okay,
right.
McGloin, and then who's his first quarterback to Jacksonville too? I think he did. He get in at the end of Gabbert, and then he did have some. He had a touch of the Bortles, I think. Right,
definitely had
so
the Bortles.
Got drafted in 14.
Definitely had the Bortles.
Okay, he had the Bortles, and then he goes to Chicago. Now Sean McVay's system, Matthew Stafford. Triggering. Look out. Look out, man.
Chad Henne.
Yeah, buddy.
His first. Bortles to Henne. Yeah.
Look at that. He's just, this has got to be, he can't believe what he's about to get into. He might not even know what he's about to get into.
I don't think people understand how good Allen Robinson is because of those.
They just, exactly. You don't know. You don't
realize. Yeah,
think about it because he's just been.
Because remember how outstanding he was in college? Like
Invisible. And he is going to kill it here.
I think so.
And the other thing is, normally, as you saw Russell Wilson unfollowed all of the Seattle Seahawks accounts when he went to Denver. Now he's following Denver. He doesn't have to unfollow Chicago because he's done that already three times over.
Wasn't Al Robinson like the first guy to really start tradition of wiping your social media?
Yes. You look to his gram all the time. Look to his Twitter. Yeah. I mean, honestly, he followed and unfollowed Chicago all the time. So now he's just like, you know, doesn't have to do it anymore. Okay.
And, of course, that's now the end of the Robert Woods era. Bobby Trees goes to the Titans like for a sixth-round pick. And Juju Smith-Schuster going to Kansas City.
Kansas City, that is cool,
one-year deal, about $11 million for the Chiefs.
Here we go. Juju going to the – as we all know, you know, they've always looked for that number two. Sammy Watkins was easily their best number two to Tyreek Hill. We don't include Kelsey in that conversation because he's a tight end. Yeah, he's a one-on-one. Odell still out there? We'll have to see where he lands. He's got to take his time.
He's going to be a mid-season acquisition.
Exactly. Yeah, take your time, man. Sit back and, you know, I guess he's got a new baby. And, and I meant a Super Bowl ring. I mean, he's also got a child.
Newborn
child.
About a month old.
Hey, do you guys feel, and I mean, this is just like from a fan question, right? Mm-hmm. Do you guys feel that when Odell left, and he had so much success with the Rams, do you think that this kind of reflected negatively on Baker, and maybe that had something else to do with his inevitable Cleveland departure?
The fact that Odell was missing in action, and his dad sends out that Zapruder film of all the times that he was open, and then he goes to Los Angeles and looks like the Odell Beckham from the Giants days, minus the hot-headedness and everything having to be a one-handed grab. Like, he looked like the Pro Bowl receiver and big-time veteran stud that everybody thought he could be and was on his way to being Super Bowl MVP. Does not reflect very well on everybody else in Cleveland.
Right.
Coach and quarterback.
Yeah, everyone.
Fact.
Because you kind of figure, I thought about this earlier today when we were talking Baker. Baker was almost like Noah when the Ark was built, right? He had two of everything. Mm. Number one draft picks on the defensive side, he had two of those. Pro Bowl caliber running backs, he had two of those. Pro Bowl caliber wide receivers, he had two of those. Fairly decent tight ends, he had two of those. And, I mean, there's six offensive linemen, so, but whatever. It was like a Noah's Ark situation. He had two of everything.
Yeah, I know.
And it didn't work.
And those are my favorite progressive commercials with Noah and his animals. Those are great.
Baker's problem was that the security code for the building was just six.
Six,
I
know.
That was
it.
One number.
Yeah.
Easily figured out.
Yeah, Deshaun now knows the code. Oh, my God. I can't believe that. All right, let's take a break and bring Adam Ray out here on the Rich Eisen Show. The funny and talented Adam Ray coming out here. The comedian talking Seattle and some funny stuff when we come back right here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-6. 844-204.
Rich.
Oh, my God. Let's take a break. I'm done talking.
That's what you get from not holding the elevator.
I'm not holding
open.
The elevator for you, sir.
Why, man?
Well, maybe for you. I know you. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or
the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
A quick Randy Johnson story. I met Randy at the X Games because he's now a photographer.
Yes, I heard. Yes.
And I went to USC and Randy went to USC. I thought, and I was, diehard M's fan growing up while he was there. Used to take the bus with my buddies from Albertsons all the way down to the Kingdome, make signs, right? When Rob Ducey was playing, we made a sign that said, "Getting Ducey with it," just to get on the Jumbotron. Nice. Well, and it worked. I mean, made signs for the guys that everyone forgot about. And so Randy, I see him at the X Games and I'm thinking, USC spent a lot of money and emotional wear and tear supporting the big unit over the years. You just had Nolan Ryan on. My mom dated a guy who brought me to Nolan Ryan's last game at the Kingdome, which was the first time I met Randy Johnson. But thank God that relationship didn't work out because that guy tried to shoot hoops with me, but he called them basket shots. And I was like, "Mom, if this is any indication of how things are going to go in the bedroom, please get out now." Thank God she married my stepdad, George. I just celebrated 20 years. Mom, George, I love you. So I meet Randy.
Basket shots.
Good. Mind if I shoot some basket shots with you? I was like, I don't want you anywhere near my mother with your hand or your mouth, because if you call shooting hoops basket shots, who knows what you're going to do to her?
Adam Ray here on the Rich Eisen Show.
So I meet Randy and I go, "Hey man, do you mind if I get a quick pic?" Like, I just try to give a quick, anytime you meet somebody, even when I met you at the NBA Awards, I try, you don't want to fan out too hard, but you want to show your gratitude, your appreciation. But I think people also appreciate it. You know, I just met Al Michaels 2 weeks ago at a Kings game, and I try to make a quick joke anytime I meet someone like that. And I go, "Al, big fan." I go, "We actually matched on Tinder 2 weeks ago." And then I start laughing and I go, "No, I'm just kidding." I go to shake his brother's hand, and Al doesn't let go of my hand and then pulls me back in and goes, "No, we did."
Al Michaels!
And smirked.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Al Michaels committing to the Tinder joke.
Amazing.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Wow.
He was friends with my...
Can't make this up.
I can't make it up. So Randy, I go, "Can I get a quick pic?" Randy, you just... Then he just goes, "I don't think so, man. I don't know what you're going to do with it." To which I go, "What?" And he goes, "I don't know what you're going to do with my picture." I go, "With all due respect, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Unit, I..."
Yes.
And by the way, I'm 6'1". He's, almost 7 feet. So I'm truly face to face with the big unit.
Yes.
And I go, "Do you mind explaining what do you mean by that?" And he goes, "A lot of people out there, I don't take pictures of me and then they Photoshop them on like bodies of dragons and centaurs." I'm not making this up, Rich Eisen.
What has been his? Who the hell has he met?
What the hell?
To which I then say, "Randy Johnson," I go, "look at me in the eyes, man. I'm a 33-year-old grown adult man. You really think I'm going to take a picture of you and spend the time that it takes to find a decent dragon that's going to fit? Because I'm not going to do a piss poor Photoshop job.
Of course not.
I'm going to take your head and find. I'm a professional.
You have standards.
I'm going to make sure that your mane matches the length and girth of the dragon's body. I can't believe I'm actually saying this to you. Anyway, I guess I'll get on the photo." He goes, "I'll sign your hat if you want." And I go, "Yeah, that'd be great." Wow. So he signed my hat.
Wow.
That being said, like,
headline is you're not getting your picture taken with Randy Johnson. No selfies.
What am I? And no, how ironic is that? He takes pictures but won't. I don't know. How tough is it to step in and make a kid's dream come true, even if that kid is 33? But I digress. Happy to be here.
Happy to be
from Seattle. Where's my? I might cry in front of Rich Eisen Cam. Before you start, can I just do one thing?
Before we do that, let me kind of introduce you.
Oh, please. This is great to be here.
You know what I mean? I don't think I've given you a proper hello. Certainly since our radio audience just surfed in the middle of all that Randy Johnson centaur conversation.
Big unit. First one today. Did Apatow talk about that?
Adam Ray is here on the Rich Eisen Show. One of the only people talented enough to play Vince McMahon Ron Ziegler, by the way, I know the name of...
Coming up. Good for you.
Hey, by the way, what sports hosts know the name of President Nixon's press secretary off the top of his head?
Yo, you and maybe Dave Wyman.
Okay. I don't know who that is. And Jay Leno. You play Jay Leno in the new Pam and Tommy hit show that's going on right now on Hulu.
Yeah.
And you're in Young Rock as Vince McMahon. I mean, you are you're versatile. You're like you're the jack of all trades.
And hopefully in 30 years, I will play Meryl Streep in the Meryl Streep story.
Very good. Okay.
Called Streep. Step up to the streeps.
There you go.
Wow. I panicked for a minute. Wasn't going to happen.
Adam Ray wasn't got through it. I don't know if he stuck the landing, but but it was definitely wobbly on that balance beam through that gag.
By the way, somewhere Randy Johnson's at home watching going, and that's why I didn't take the picture.
And your stand-up date's coming up this very weekend in Batavia, Illinois at the Comedy Vault in Dallas, Texas at Deep Ellum Festival on the 1st of April. Okay, so now what do you have there in your hands?
So is this my
That is your camera. That is your camera right straight ahead. All right, you've got, what are you holding? Oh, a Russell Wilson Seahawks jersey.
I will remember you.
Oh, my gosh.
Will you? Probably not, because I hit you up on Facebook once and he didn't get back to me, but it's all good because he's busy. Hopefully Drew Locke will give a lot of effort. And we'll go back to the Super Bowl.
By the way, Sarah McLachlan is doing the same thing as Randy Johnson. She'll never take a picture with you. And by the way, give kudos to Mike Hoskins, who used dissolve shots to go back and forth. Cameras. That, as you know,
poignant moment.
That only was just hyping the drama.
Was there a slow zoom involved?
Melodrama. There was no slow mo.
That's okay.
I mean, it's just, I mean, we're not there yet. We're still working.
We're not there yet.
We're working our way towards Zooms.
You guys are crushing it.
You're on the Rich Eisen show.
Yeah. You guys are just
I'm sorry,
just crushing
brother.
The game.
I'm sorry about it.
This is
that's great.
I mean, look, I looked my fiance. Hey, babe. She goes, you going to bring your Russell Wilson jersey? I go, yeah. And then bring up my parents' divorce. Geez, you're full of great ideas this morning, babe. No, she goes. Bring it and do a little bit. And I mean, it is crazy. Let me just Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Show last week.
You've done a great service, by the way, to a lot of, whether it's Joe McHale, Rainn Wilson. You really show a lot of love to the Seattle sports boys.
I try my best. They're passionate.
The best. And
very passionate.
His take was fair. You know, it was shocking. I remember my fiance even took a video. I should have brought it, but you probably wouldn't have been able to play it with all the choice words. But
yes.
But she captured when I saw it in real time. Oh. And it was, I think you have, loyalty in sports is such a tricky, I'm sure you've, at great length just discussed it when players leave and how certain guys that stay a whole career, the Jeters of the world are so few and far between, right? Mm-hmm. Even Griffey, who, we had done so much for the city that when he left to Cincinnati, the family reasons were such a driving, contribution to that whole experience that
right.
We kind of just were like, hey, man, best of luck, even though it was so sad. Sean Kemp, even my man, that sucked because there was contract stuff at play. Management didn't really handle that the best as they could. Signed Jim McElvain instead of Kemp, which, hey, looking back, what a move.
They're making a 30 for 30 on that.
On Jim McElvain?
No, I'm just kidding.
Wow, I'm so gullible.
Jim McElvain and Glenn Gondrzek have been mentioned on the show today.
Right?
Judd Apatow was in that chair hour ago. Could have been an hour ago at this very moment and dropped a Glenn Gondrzek mention.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's very, very, very long time. I don't mean to interrupt.
No, you're fine. It's a tough time. Because of the uncertainty, but it's exciting because of the uncertainty.
Well, it's also, we were talking about it on this program as it was happening. Is the
you were? That's right. I was texting Brockman. He was like, "We're on right now, talking about it." I was like, "I can't afford, Peacock, and
it's free, but
it's free. It is."
So no, that Russ goes, and then as you're absorbing that,
yeah,
even though you kind of had a year plus heads up. It was coming.
Yes.
That it now had finally happened at a time when you thought you might have been in the clear for another year with them.
Yeah.
As you're absorbing that, Bobby Wagner getting cut was the coup de grace. Like, that's the proverbial cherry on top. That was kind of that made you just question whether life was what you thought it would be outside of football. Like, that's one of those sports moments that makes you wonder if the entire foundations of your life, like, you had to call your loved ones to see if they're okay type sports moment.
Yeah. Some people who don't understand sports are like, these guys are dramatic, but no, that's exactly it. You're nailing it on the head. Right. I mean, Russ, you're exactly right. You had a little, it's like when they told you crystal clear Pepsi was going to be discontinued, you go, we all knew it was coming, right? And also, what was it doing here in the first place? But Russ, the talk of Russ was just too much.
Yes.
And, you know, my boy Bob Stelton that hosts the afternoon show in Seattle, I listened to them every day, and it was almost overwhelming with how much it was being discussed. And to a point to where, and I remember he was even texting with Brockman about it. I was like, I feel like it's doing more damage with how much it's getting played, right? Where I was like, but that was me also probably in denial and not right. wanting to believe the truth to it, sure. which you could understand. But I was like, it's getting talked about so much that eventually something's going to happen because it won't be dropped. But also on the flip side, I think there was truth to where there's, what is it? Where there's fire, there's a
smoke this
far. Blizzard. This there's yeah. Where there's, yeah. If there's an Oreo cookie blizzard, there's some sort of a saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, no, look,
there's an open urinal, there's TJ waiting to make it weird. Is that the saying? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So that's the old saw.
So look, Bobby getting cut was a bummer. And with no heads up, didn't he find out?
He said that the team didn't. He said he found out through media reports, which is nutty.
You fly without an agent, right? There look at you guys. Right? The crazy part. Oh, see, that just, man, it stinks. He's a, you know, first ballot and Ring of Honor and a guy that, like Russ, I mean, truly, that's the end of that era of Seahawks football.
That was it. The Legion of Boom era came to a close that day. Correct. That is correct.
Wow.
Where the general manager and the coach are the only, and the 12s are the only ones that remain. You know, so are you saying, Adam Ray, that you told Denver Broncos fans that their team in their big acquisition just acquired the crystal clear Pepsi of quarterbacks? Is that what you're telling me right now?
Is that what I said? Look,
well,
Rich,
I mean,
every now and then I will dabble with edibles. And sometimes those carry into the next morning. And sometimes I say things that I don't always mean.
Well, what does that make Bobby Wagner? I mean, is he the classic Coke then?
Is he Zima?
No,
Bobby Wagner is no Zima. And
he's no Zima.
Feels good, tastes good. What is that? The Great Fanta? I don't know. That's
Miller Lite.
I don't know.
Miller Lite?
I don't know, man. Palmer.
Crystal clear Pepsi.
Corona Premier.
What was it doing here at all?
Look, I do take offense, and I think I want to get your guys' quick take on this.
Yes.
When you have a player that you revere so much like that, and I actually watched Russ's Denver press conference.
It was spectacular.
I got real actually choked up because what I think is great, and my white rapper brother-in-law, Durte, who is not a Russ fan, I'll say that one more time. My white rapper brother-in-law, Durte, is a big Hawks fan, but not a Russ fan, and has forever been like, we can do better. This is not, he doesn't fit in our system.
That's a hot take.
It's a hot take.
Find out.
And I'm like, phew, thank God you're a great dad to my nephew and nieces, because we are.
What's worse, shooting a basket, buckets, or what do we call it?
Basket shots.
Or Durte's
hot takes.
What's worse in terms of family-involved people having takes? Calling hoops basket shots.
Well, that guy thinks
like, I'm a huge Hawks fan.
Thank that guy.
And this last 8 years has been generationally unbelievable.
Yes.
But I don't buy the guy who's the trigger man who was dropped in our lap. Mm. You know,
tell him to talk
to a Jet fan. I'll talk to your brother-in-law. Was it Durte?
Durte.
Hey, Durte, get a clue.
Just the fact that, by the way, he loves you. And just the fact that you said his name on TV, he might be reaching for some Lubriderm at this moment. But so, okay, I do think that.
Sorry, Durte. Russ, I didn't mean to be so aggressive.
Russ's press comment. He's think about any other, not even football player, but quarterback. When Russ immediately talks about all the impacts that his presence is going to have, not just football, but at one point he goes, we're going to win some games. He goes, but we're going to change some lives. He goes, I'm looking to impact the community. And he said that almost out of the gate. And I go, I've just always thought he was a says what he means guy. And look, you can argue that the, you know, weird selfies on the beach and the, you know, Mr. Unlimited, you know, and all that is extra that isn't necessary. But I'm like, I don't know, man. The guy spends a lot on his body. You know, we spend almost about the same amount, you know, which is odd, and that it doesn't. Okay, you guys, we can add in some more laughter there. Yeah, that's fine.
No, you're on your own, man. Sorry, man.
Just tell Dirk. Just talk.
Just tell me.
Yes. How long have you had that up?
Forever.
A couple months now.
I know. It's
about a year.
Yeah, we got it up.
Incredible. Is that your guy, Tej?
I like him.
He's many. TJ's got many guys, many teams, many guys. He's just a man of many facets, including walking past an absurdly dressed Seahawks fan who's here and is actually famous for what he does and is appearing on the show because he is such.
Yeah. And two shows that I've watched recently.
All right, so let me get your plugs in before we send you on to your good
Are we almost done?
Yeah, man.
I will say this real quick. I went to spring training 2 days ago. Have you been to spring training ever? Probably, right?
Yeah, yes, I've covered spring training.
The best. And the Mariners look good. Jerry DePoto, shout out. General manager building the squad.
Okay.
Jerry DePoto has the energy of the guy behind Frank Thomas in the Nugenix commercial that goes, trust me, it works. And you know what? I love that because that's a guy you trust. If you say that line with conviction, you go, that guy's going to build a World Series championship organization.
Well, you know what? I see that commercial and I'm struck by the realism. You know, I look at this and I'm like, this looks real.
Can I be
this
honest?
This feels like, I sit there, I'm like, did this happen? You know, like that's the way I feel.
Have you guys ever done Doug Flutie and Frank Thomas hang out?
Oh, yeah, Flutie's in. I know they hang out. It's such a weird combo. You were so good in those SportsCenter commercials. There's got to be a way to get you into one of these Nugenix ads, no? And I'm not saying you need it because I feel like everything's clicking and ticking.
All I got to do is ask.
All you got to do is ask. I feel like, Frank, you just have your delivery, even at the end of the YouTube videos for all of the shows where you go, hey, you made it to the end. Thanks for that. Your delivery is just...
You know what, Adam? I appreciate that. And yeah. It's, you know,
I guess what I'm saying is we need to get your agent a little bit more... Get you into some...
He's watching.
Get you the Dan Patrick cameo system.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
You know what? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be... We got one Jewish Adam taking care of Patrick. The next one... Just going to keep stacking the chips, and then you're going to pop up in everything I do. Even Dirtay's music videos.
Dirtay's music videos. By the way, great fantasy name.
Can we really be
great
in fantasy one? Name. That would be amazing.
Great fantasy
Bro,
name.
He will fly down here tonight.
Does Dirtay have a Mixcloud link or something that you can
Dirtay, just YouTube. Man, I give this kid so much press. Dirtay, type in YouTube, Dirtay. There's got to be only one.
How does one spell Dirtay?
D-I-R-T-A-Y.
Dirtay.
Dirtay. Okay. Oh.
What do you think was Dirty.
I thought there was a U in there.
I'm D-E-R-T-E. I have no idea.
I thought he was French or something.
Oh. When I first met him, he was like, call me Dirty. I was like, I'm not going to do that. I'll call you Tim. No, he's great.
Go outside and make some basket shots. Young Rock on NBC Tuesdays at 8 Eastern. The Gaslit premieres on April 24th. I mean, this looks great. Yeah. Julia Roberts, Sean Penn, Shea Whigham, who's been on this program.
Oh, great.
I love him.
Yeah, it's about Watergate.
It's about Watergate. Martha Mitchell, who was...
crazy. The story's bonkers.
She was taking basket shots back in the day. Pam and Tommy. I can't get that out of my head.
You're great.
Pam and Tommy, you play Jay Leno. That's available on Hulu. About Last Night podcast. And also, how can people find out more about your stand-up dates?
Stand-up dates at AdamRayComedy.com. And please check out my podcast About Last Night. I've had on Sandra Bullock, Bill Burr, Jason Derulo, Travis Kelce, Gary Payton, Sean Kemp, Sue Bird, Dana Carvey, hopefully Rich Eisen at some point.
Anytime. You just ask. Just
would
ask.
Would love to have you on.
Let's do it.
But it's great.
I'll tell about my stand-up comedy days.
Did you do stand-up?
Yeah, in college.
I don't know why I said that with so much surprise.
No, it's all right.
I buy that.
It's all right.
I
like surprising people.
Let me ask you this. Why did you dip out?
Because I realized I wasn't cut out for it.
Gotcha. The grind of it.
Oh, big time.
A different grind was waiting for you.
Well, a different grind was waiting for me with less seemingly very miserable people around me. Very honest.
Touché.
I'm saying you're part of that, but I saw the tragedy part as well.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, it gets
it's interesting.
It gets low, but that's why I thank God for sports, you know?
At Adam Ray Comedy on Twitter and Instagram. Come on back anytime.
Thanks for having me. TJ, we'll get past it.
This is just the beginning.
Each other in the hallway.
This is our story.
You know, have you seen You've Got Mail with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan?
Well,
and you
Brooklyn know, like, definitely
how it, how it starts and how it ends. Our story is just getting started, baby.
That's right. No, we'll never walk by each other in the hallway again.
Well, not with that attitude. No, jeez, man. Trying to end on a slow clap.
We're back with your
Rich.
Phone calls to wrap it up on this Tuesday in a moment.
Thanks, buddy.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen. Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Callaway Odyssey, folks, the number one putter in golf, and there's a reason for it. Not just because when you look on tour and you see somebody hoisting a trophy, more often than not, they use an Odyssey putter. For instance, over the last 37 major championships across the PGA, LPGA, and Champions Tour, not only did more pros play an Odyssey putter in those majors, but more pros won major championships in 2021 with an Odyssey, and we're not even including, but now we are because I'm mentioning Xander Schauffele bringing home gold last summer with one. I'm also talking about the consistent performance and steady stream of game-changing innovations. On top of it, that also helps you become the number one putter on tour, like the legendary White Hot insert and the new Tri-Hot 5K, which is a classic blade with the forgiveness of a mallet. It makes no sense normally, but trust me, it does when it's in your hands. It's an example of why the best players in the world rely on Odyssey putters when it matters most. See what makes Odyssey the number one putter on tour at odysseygolf.com. Alan Dallas, what's up, Albert? What's on your mind, sir?
I am shocked. Listen, Brockman and I, you know, we're definitely button pushers, but I am shocked that you're a button pusher in the elevator. I mean, that's incredible to me.
What do you mean? That I don't purposely, you know, hit the closed door button. I just neglect to hit the open door button.
You know, Brockman and
I'm either on the phone or I'm not paying attention. I mean, there's ways of hiding. There's ways of hiding my
elevator guy.
Oh yeah.
And you wonder why your Uber rating is so low,
right? Yeah. But excuse me, these are apples and oranges. Sorry, Al. What are you saying? I'm sorry.
He does the same thing in an Uber, Chris. He sits in the back pretending like he's on the phone while the guy's trying to talk to him.
Yep.
Hey, I love your work on ESPN. And he's
excuse
like,
me.
No, sorry, I'm
Al,
on the phone.
Al, mutually exclusive situations. exclusive situations. I cannot stress that enough.
Al, okay? You're dead on right.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my God. That is great. That is great. that cat was funny. The guy was on before.
Adam Ray. Yeah, I know. Funny guy. Funny.
That's great. That's good stuff. Oh, yeah. No Baker for Daniel Jones, huh? We couldn't pull that off?
No, I don't think so. It's going to be Tyrod Taylor there, brother. I don't think the Giants want any part of an $18 million quarterback. No, they're already paying that much for Daniel Jones, sir.
Yeah, no, you know? I don't think they are. But Baker's got a problem.
You know?
Baker's got a problem. I mean, XFL. You guys were spot on. The Odell thing did not help. Odell's old man with the Zapruder film or whatever you want to call it, that didn't help either.
No, it didn't. No, but the Giants are going to have to make this decision on Daniel Jones, you know what I mean? And so he's got to play this year, and they're not bringing an $18 million guy to try and see if Daniel's not. And Daniel could be the guy too, man. Let's see what he does with Dable. I think he might unlock him a little bit here. So.
Yeah, we certainly hope so. We certainly hope.
Thanks for the call, Al.
Listen, don't be following Rich into the elevator.
I'm sorry, I got to hit the closed door button.
Goodbye.
Okay. Because we're about to close up shop on this program here today. Fun laughs, guys.
Yeah.
Fun laughs. Adam Ray, I want to thank my in-studio guests, Adam Ray and Judd Apatow, and also Chris Weber and Kelvin Sampson as well.
Very fun tonight.
That was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Very good. Yeah, that's the way I'm looking at you. But my head is not appropriate to the body right there. Yeah, I don't know what that is. That's like Beetlejuice.
That's a small head.
What the hell is that?